Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you with us on a Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is the best holiday of the year, right? Sure. Especially when the Commanders don't play and there's nothing to really stress about. I mean, when your biggest stress is how am I going to fill up plate number two? Not plate number one. That's easy. How am I going to fill up plate number two and get it all in and not pass out while America's team gets smoked like a turkey on Thanksgiving by the Kansas City Chiefs? That is the quintessential question. That is the ultimate question. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Nice to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon. AMAC's here. Cowboy B is here. You will hear all things AMAC later on in the show. You will hear the Cowboy B report because, well, the Cowboys are getting ready to be smoked like a turkey on Thanksgiving. Maybe not. Maybe not. And Mad Max is here because he just can't get enough. So he's been sitting here for hours and hours and hours and hours. He says he's too dedicated to leave and have a life. He wants to be at the Team 980 at Odyssey DC forever and ever and ever and ever. As a matter of fact, he's volunteered to man the radio station over the next 48 hours uninterrupted, without a break, while everyone else is eating Thanksgiving dinner and leftovers, and in a tryptophan coma, which I don't know if we actually described yesterday when we were discussing that, and AMAC didn't know what a tryptophan coma was. Did we ever get to that? I don't think we did, right?
No, you talked about how that game was boring.
Well, you didn't know, but I said that, uh-huh. But I didn't say why I was using the term tryptophan coma, and you were like, what's that, Rooster? And you didn't know what a tryptophan coma is, right?
No, I think I have context clues now.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think it is?
I think it is you're being a fan, you enter something as a fan, nope. But because of the... Nope.
Incorrect.
Of the snooze
Max,
fest...
Max just started shutting you down right away.
Yeah, he's so rude.
He is.
Like, very someone rude. Train this man.
Yeah. I mean, he wants to run your show. He wants to tell you what to do. I mean, he's trying to take command.
Yeah. Okay. So, fan coma.
No, you're wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Fan coma.
You're wrong. You're off.
I know. I'm telling you to tell us.
Oh.
That's me teeing you up.
I thought you
up.
Were saying fan coma. Like, I thought you were saying that's what a tryptophan coma is, like a fan coma.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So, a tryptophan coma, Max, you know what it is, right? Cowboy B, do you know what a tryptophan coma is? Okay, so I'm going to educate you two young pups, okay? So a tryptophan coma is, there is a chemical, essentially, in turkey called tryptophan. And because everybody eats too much on Thanksgiving And presumably everybody eats turkey, although some of you space Martians think that turkey is bad and turkey is wrong and turkey should be illegal and turkey has to be overcooked and has to be dry and has to be boring and has to be bland. If you pass out or if you're basically half alive after eating Thanksgiving dinner, whether it's one serving, two servings, leftovers or not, you are often referred to as being in a, you guys aren't even listening. You are often referred to as being in a tryptophan coma. So like when the Cowboys and Chiefs say get to halftime tomorrow afternoon, which would be roughly around 6 o'clock, roughly Eastern. Like that's a, it's a good nap time. I mean, most everybody has eaten at that point. Maybe you've eaten twice. Maybe you've had two servings either at one time or two separate servings and dessert by 6 o'clock, roughly by halftime, because the game starts about 4:30 Eastern time. So if you fall asleep, that's when people say that you're in a tryptophan coma because the turkey has something that they feel like puts you to sleep. Now, personally, I don't need tryptophan or turkey or Thanksgiving or the Cowboys to fall asleep. I could do that just fine and dandy all by myself. I'm a big boy. I don't need any help with that, as my couch would pretty much attest to every single night. I was telling my daughter on the way in, I said, I really need a nap. I've been up since 6:30. I was up and down all night. I've got this weird allergy thing going on. I really could use a nap, as you hear me yawn. And she's like, yeah, I could use one too, da-da-da-da-da, whatever. I was like, I used to hate naps. I used to think taking naps was for the weak. Now I'm like, when's that being served? Screw the turkey. Screw the mashed potatoes. The hell with the apple pie. That's right, apple pie, not pumpkin pie, not sweet potato pie. Blech. Apple pie. Or there's one other acceptable pie on Thanksgiving. Does anybody know what it is? Anyone guessing what is acceptable for pie on Thanksgiving? And we're not like, this is not like The Rock here when he did the pie thing in the middle of the ring with Mankind. No. I don't know if I could say what he said on the air in the ring, but it was funny as hell. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go back and search Rock, The Rock, and pie, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But anyway, does anybody know, besides apple pie, what is the only other acceptable kind of pie on Thanksgiving? Or really any other day? But I'll say Thanksgiving, because there's only a couple of choices. And I already said, bleh, on pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie, which tells you that I am circling in on one specific kind of pie. No guesses? Nobody wants to join the fray? Okay. I'm going to tell. It's pecan pie. It's not pumpkin pie. It's not sweet potato pie. It's not cherry pie. I love a blueberry pie if the blueberries are not too tart. A banana cream pie would be awesome, because that is amazing. But I don't know if banana cream pie and Thanksgiving necessarily go together. But I know this. No minced meat pie, no fruit pie, no weird-ass pie. Just apple pie and pecan pie. That's it. With lots of whipped cream. That's it. That's the only thing that's acceptable. On Christmas, I would say you can introduce a chocolate silk pie or a chocolate mousse pie. but not really on Thanksgiving. That doesn't really go together. But I would say apple pie and pecan pie. Pumpkin pie might be the most overrated dessert pie thing in the history of mankind. There's nothing good about pumpkin pie. Nothing at all. And sweet potato pie just tastes like sweet potatoes. Now, I love like a candied yams dish with all that brown sugar glaze and some marshmallows and hot. Oh! But sweet potato pie? Meh. Pumpkin pie? Meh. Apple pie is where it's at, man. Especially if you can get like a Dutch crumb apple pie. Oh! Or pecan pie. Again, only two pies that are really acceptable by most human beings. Now, the problem is we live with a bunch of space Martians in society. So you're going to spread your wings, and you are going to do whatever it is that you want to do, and you're going to tell me it's great, and it's tradition, it's this, it's that. Like, some of you might eat, I don't know, collard green pie and say, well, you know, you've got to have collard greens. Some of you might say, I got to have carrot cake. Now, carrot cake can sometimes be good, right? Especially the frosting. But you don't have to have carrot cake on Thanksgiving. The proper choice and protocol is apple pie and pecan pie. That's it. And whipped cream. And not Cool Whip out of a tub. I'm talking about, you know, the can, the aerosol can, if you will, ready whip, whatever it might be, that you shake and it makes that weird squishing noise and you can design it however you want, little circle, little inner ring, and away you go, baby. That's all you need. That is what you need to finish off your day. And plenty of football. And it would be nice if the Cowboys lost. Now, even though I said I'm starting to like the Cowboys under Brian Schottenheimer this year, I clearly said I'm not a fan. And I never will be a fan. So now that they beat the Eagles and they covered for my picks and my bet, now I have to go back to rooting against the Cowboys. So let's go Chiefs, whether you're in a trip to Fancoma or not. That game will draw, I say, probably 45 million plus. I think the record I read before the show is like 42.5 million. Now, that 42.5 million, just so you understand, anybody that preaches about television ratings and whatnot in the past, completely insignificant, completely inaccurate. They were just made up. They were just made up based on a minuscule sample size. Now, we have this big data plus thing that Nielsen came out with starting September 1st. Now we're starting to get bigger numbers in most cases. And the reason why we're starting to get those is because of all the apparatuses that they weren't measuring. I guess smart TVs, certain digital technology, online viewing, app viewing, group viewing. It's complicated. I don't have the time to really explain it. But the bottom line is we're starting to get bigger and bigger and bigger, bigger numbers because we're getting a bigger sample size. And I'm okay with that. Whatever the number is, 45 million, 50 million, whatever it is, as long as we're getting a bigger sample size, we're never going to get the sample size that I want, which is like one of accuracy. We're always going to have a minuscule compared to the American public sample size. But we are getting a bigger sample size, which, hey, listen, that's all a hungry man can ask for, right? Instead of 42,000 TV homes, in a country of, I don't know, 120, 130 million TV households. We're actually getting bigger numbers and a bigger measurement. It's complicated. Again, don't need to explain it all to you. You can do some reading on your own. But we're getting a bigger sample size. And so therefore, if the numbers match up the way everybody is kind of projecting, people are thinking about 45-ish million people, roughly, an approximate number, still a pie in the sky grab. People are going to see these numbers on Friday and Saturday and be stunned and shocked that the Cowboys and the Chiefs get the biggest number for a regular season game of all time. You shouldn't be stunned. Nobody does anything on Thanksgiving except eat food and watch football. And maybe you watch the parade in the morning and maybe you play a little football out in the backyard. That's it. Everybody, and it's the Cowboys and it's the freaking Chiefs. It's not the Cowboys and the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, we'll take a timeout. Just getting rocking and rolling. J.P. Finley sent me something about Thanksgiving turkeys. I want to examine that next. While we wait for some news on Jaden Daniels, while we get into the show, and we're going to be food heavy on this Wednesday, and we're going to ask you for the biggest or most notable Thanksgiving turkey in sports. Who reminds you of a Thanksgiving turkey? Or just a turkey? Could be a different answer. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980 on this Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday, right? In the DMV and beyond, wherever you might be listening. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Certainly get out to your calls in just a moment or two. Thanks to my guy Athan in Annapolis for sending the YouTube video of The Rock doing his thing. I just posted it myself because it's my Twitter, so I can kind of get away with some things on Twitter that I don't necessarily feel comfortable about. I don't think we would get in trouble for mentioning what the Rock's pie of choice was. But, you know, it's a family show, kind of, sort of, so somebody could take offense. So you could check out Twitter, at WrestleMania621, or X, I should say, at WrestleMania621. Now, who is the biggest turkey, the most notable turkey in all of sports? Not politics. We can't go there, because that would be too fiery. But we can have a little bit of fun. And when I ask, who is the number one turkey in all of sports? There's a lot of ways you can answer it, right? Some of you might say, well, what does that mean? The number one thing I would like to eat on Thanksgiving? No, that's not what I mean. What does that mean? Does it mean who gobble, gobble, gobbles the light? No, that's not what I mean. But a turkey kind of takes on, in my mind, figuratively, the equivalency of a chicken. And you might say, somebody who's weak, somebody who's fraudulent, somebody who's not, I don't know, tough and steely might remind you of a turkey. Somebody who is soft. Somebody who's not a tough guy. That would eliminate a guy like Tom Wilson. Tommy Tough Guy. Right? Nobody, I don't think, would ever equate Tom Wilson to a tough guy. I think it would pretty much eliminate anybody that plays the sport of football. I think it would eliminate any goaltender in hockey. Let's do that hockey. Like, I would never say Logan Thompson is a turkey, right? Now, I think there are some basketball players that could qualify for turkeys, that are kind of soft and flop all over the place and kind of are weak. I'll let you kind of fill in the gap. Maybe there are some baseball players that you don't like, what have you. But I'm going to give you mine right out of the chute here. Right out of the gates. Because I don't like to make you wait. It's Thanksgiving Eve, after all. To me, the biggest turkey in sports, the biggest gobble, gobble, gobble. When I think of who could be in sports a turkey, who would remind me of a turkey, which is not a beautiful looking animal by any means. Who would remind me of a turkey? And I thought, there's only one person that really fits that bill. And he runs the NFL. No, it's not Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell does not run the NFL. No, it's not Bobby Kraft. Although Bob Kraft runs a lot of the NFL. But there's only one man, one person, one figure that reminds me of a turkey. And therefore is this show's choice as the biggest turkey in sports. Or at least this host's choice. And that's Jerry Jones of your Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Because even though Jerry Jones has made some smart moves this year, right, as we talked about earlier this week with Brian Schottenheimer, when everybody thought he was out to lunch and drunk and completely senile and lost it. When I look at Jerry Jones, when I see him talk, when I hear him talk, when I see his face kind of just ooze those words out, sorry, I think of a Thanksgiving turkey. I think of kind of a live turkey Gobble, 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 man. Sorry. He's a fraud. He's a farce. Not the turkeys are. But you know what? They're kind of odd-looking creatures. They make weird noises. They speak in a lot of gobbledygook. Isn't that Jerry Jones to a T? Who else in sports could possibly remind you of a turkey other than Jerry Jones? I'm trying to think of somebody. I mean, there is a lot of weak executives, GMs, coaches, commissioners. Not Gary Bettman, not Rob Manfred. Even Roger Goodell looks the part. He's a sucker. He's not a good commissioner. Jerry Jones, every time you see him on camera, every time you see, and they constantly flash up to his suite, he just looks like a big old stuffed Thanksgiving turkey. And at times, he's made some decisions that have left his team and his organization to be carved up. And there might be a reason why they haven't made an NFC championship game in, what, 30 years? Jerry Jones. The guy who I think of when I think, who's the biggest turkey in sports? Jerry Jones. And he'll be on TV 15,000 times on Thursday afternoon in front of 45-plus million viewers. We're with you on the Team 980 on this Thanksgiving Eve. Good to have you with us. We are going to talk about Jaden Daniels, yes, and the Commanders getting ready to take on the Denver Broncos as we make our way through on this Wednesday afternoon. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, as Dan Snyder once used to say on January the 2nd. All right, indeed, the Commanders are on the practice field as they get set for the Denver Broncos on Sunday night. The Commanders getting pretty much everybody back. Jaden Daniels still not cleared for full contact, so that should probably lead to a limited designation today. Now, we mentioned the Thanksgiving Day games for the Chiefs. They had an overtime win at Arrowhead in come-from-behind fashion against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday afternoon. On Thursday afternoon, they will be without All-Pro right guard Trey Smith, tight end Noah Gray, and cornerback Chris Roland Wallace, as they have all been ruled out by head coach Andy Reid on the day before the Chiefs visit the Dallas Cowboys. 4:30 right here on the Team 980. You can hear all the action all day long. Meanwhile, the Buffalo Bills have signed veteran wide receiver Brandon Cooks to a deal. He was waived earlier this week by the New Orleans Saints. He cleared waivers on Monday. And they've elevated Gabe Davis from the practice squad for the last couple of games. They released veteran wide receiver Elijah Moore, who had 9 catches for 112 yards in 9 games this year. The Bills getting ready to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday afternoon at 4:25. From college football, UConn's Jim Moore Jr. leaving Connecticut and Storrs after restoring that program and taking the Colorado State job. Colorado State firing Jay Norvell just a couple of weeks ago as Colorado State completes their transition into the Pac-12 conference, or whatever they call it these days. The Capitals back home tonight to take on the Winnipeg Jets. They'll honor Alex Ovechkin right before the game for goal number 900 and more. The Jets come in. No Connor Hellebuyck, their starting goaltender, an all-world goaltender. He's injured. The Jets come in at 12-9, Caps 12-9-2. Puck drop just after 7. 106.7 The Fan. And we have Virginia Tech basketball begins at 4:30 this afternoon right here on the Team 980. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, the Commanders are back at work, finally, for real practice, and lots of little news items, so I wanted to spend a couple of moments giving you what the reporters, Nikki Javala, Ben Standing, John Keim, others are reporting. Chris Rodriguez being listed as an illness, shouldn't say illness, listed. They haven't put the injury report out. But basically what happens is the reporters see, oh, there's no Chris Rodriguez, so they go to the team's PR department and ask and said, you know, oh, yeah, the reason why is because he's sick. So I don't think that will affect his status for Sunday night, but boy, do they need him if they're going to have any chance to win that game. So we'll see how sick he is. Now, you know, listen, again, sick could be allergies. It could be a cough. It could be a cold. It could be the flu. It could be, you know, something worse. We don't know. We have no idea. Right now, it's just being basically termed as an illness for Chris Rodriguez. Meanwhile, Ben Standing notes that the punt returners in practice are Jalen Lane, Treylon Burks, Mikey Sandristil, and River Craycraft. Lane and Burks are wearing non-contact jerseys. Now, Burks, as you might mention or remember, missed the Miami game in Madrid after having an injury to his finger or his hand or whatever it was, after playing one game and actually playing pretty well. So, again, probably want to take care of him that way, but good that he's on the practice field, good that he's trying to catch some punts, what have you. Jalen Lane, of course, remember, he got hurt in the Madrid game, had to come out, which led to Mikey Sandristil returning punts, which led to disaster and cost the Commanders that game. One of the things that cost the Commanders that game, as everybody might remember. It was a week and a half ago, right? So Lane and Burks wearing non-contact jerseys, but Sandristil still out there catching punts. River Craycraft, who's on the practice squad as well. Jaden Daniels is indeed out there. Listen, I mean, from what I can tell, he seems to be throwing okay, but he's not cleared for contact. There's no contact in practice. So, you know, at some point, they've got to say, okay, he hasn't had contact since early November, right? Arm in a sling. We estimated it would be 3 to 4 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks, whatever they estimated that they didn't tell us. Now, somehow, some way, we have to make an educated medical decision to say, nope, he's good. He's fine. Now he can fall on that elbow. Or at the very minimum, wear a brace. That's what we've got to see, I guess, at this point, because how else do you determine that, right? I mean, it's not like they can simulate him landing on the ground and seeing if it hurts. But, I mean, Jaden is, you know, doing his footwork drills, throwing, of course, with his right arm, as you would expect, not catching the ball with his left hand, or which is normal. They do that to protect broken fingers and whatnot. So he's not doing anything that he shouldn't be doing or out of the ordinary or whatever. It's better that he's at practice doing something, as we all expected, than nothing. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at. So that appears to be all the news items, if you will. Early on from practice, I guess we'll get a little bit more, maybe information in the coming days. But look, it's not likely, if not even possible, that he's going to play on Sunday, right? You can't go from, hey, he's medically uncleared, to take contact on Wednesday, even though they announced that on Monday. Let's just say he's still not medically cleared, as far as we know, to take on contact, even though there's no way for him to take on contact. So maybe they cleared him and we just haven't been told that yet. We'll see. But I presume they haven't medically cleared him for contact still. And then they're just going to drop him in to Sunday night football against the Broncos. So if you're going to the game on Sunday night, you obviously, even before they make an announcement, which probably would come Friday, you should not under any circumstances expect Jaden Daniels to be playing. It just doesn't make sense. The question becomes, does he play against the Minnesota Vikings? Does he play not until the New York Giants? You heard him yesterday at Harvest Feast. We played the audio a couple of times for you. He wants to play. He's a football player. He's going to play. We can stop that silly argument now. He's going to play when he's ready. Question is when he's ready. Or when is he ready? All right, let's get out to a call right here before we take a timeout. Let's get to G from the shop, who probably wants to yell at me about something. What up, G? How are you?
Oh, I don't want to yell at you. I'm doing very good. Man, I'm thankful for you, man.
Oh,
I'm
thanks.
Thankful for Team 980.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, G. We're thankful for you, brother.
You got to be thankful for, man, listen, man, y'all give me a platform, and I really appreciate y'all, man, and I love not agreeing with you a lot of the time, Russell, and I love going back at it with Sheehan. I love my Redskin father, Doc Walker. Love everybody over Team 980, man. I love y'all, and I'm thankful for y'all, and you said it, Russell, you said you don't like to let your listeners wait. We are thankful for you for that, because you are definitely the only appreciated premature jacket you want to call it.
What in the world is that? I mean, come on.
You're talking about turkeys. You're talking about pie.
Yeah.
You know your favorite pie.
Yeah.
We know your favorite pie.
Yeah.
We will eat every pie that, you know, like, man, I am thankful for y'all. And I'm really, you said by 6 o'clock, you've already had your second plate. You've had about 17 plates, Russell. You sharded in your little boomer.
You know, I don't eat as much as I used to. I mean, I've found this out about myself. I am slowing down in old age in a lot of ways. Okay. I don't eat what I used to. Do you know what I did over the weekend, G? You probably don't care, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
I do care. My friend.
Okay. I appreciate you. I took my kids out to lunch in Canton, Ohio, right? Both days.
Oh, yeah.
And I ordered a cheeseburger both days, right? Because, I like cheeseburgers.
No bread.
I didn't eat either one of them. I didn't eat either one of them fresh or there. I had one of them on Monday afternoon, I think. And then I have the second one that's been in the refrigerator sitting right here. And I'm going to have it for lunch today. Yeah.
I'm glad you said that because I understand. And I was one of your biggest advocates because somebody named Paulie called me talking about you was throwing up down Madrid.
Yeah.
And I had the biggest empathy for you because I've been there. I wish you had made it to the little Stern or the whatever.
Well, that
they
was
call
because
it,
I had a beer on an empty stomach. That was the problem there. I didn't eat anything there.
This is the fact. Sometimes you have bad days, and I was with you.
Yeah.
I felt for you because, you know, you always got to have people there to support you in your darkest times.
Yeah.
And I've been there, and I understood it.
Yeah.
So I had no shame for you, and really, I felt for you that tomorrow you're going to use good sense, and you're a fellow diabetic like my son. So we got to watch our blood sugar and intake.
No
and
doubt.
Russell, I am thankful for you, thankful for Big Ty, thankful for your daughter, thankful for Team 980. AMAC, thank you for plugging my phone call in because I know I'm censored, but hey, Russell.
Well, it's because you use salty language.
No, I never cuss on the radio, but at the same time, your favorite pie is your bloomers and the little Boston cream pie.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. Happy Thanksgiving, you pig turkey. Ay. My goodness. That was a wild firecracker of a call. Coming up next, J.P. Fidley has sent me something that I've got to get to. Maybe not next. Maybe after 2 o'clock. And Dr. Sabah, who made some headlines yesterday for what she thought the Commanders were trying to get at with Jaden Daniels, will join us as well on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Dan Snyder loves you still. All right, start thinking about this one. I need your help. I do some crazy-ass side dishes for Thanksgiving. Definitely some flair. Definitely non-conventional. I'll explain on the other side of 2 o'clock. I need some help. I need something to kind of gussy up Thanksgiving to make it a little bit different, unique, special, memorable, tasteful. Any creativity to side dishes that you guys got for me? Anything crazy that you do? I don't know what crazy you would define as. Or how you would define crazy, but anything different, anything unique. I want to go over some of it. What I do normally, what I've done, and maybe get some suggestions from you guys of different ways to make it unique, fun, interesting. Let's get to Dr. Sabah. Speaking of unique, fun, and interesting, Doc is with us after ruffling some feathers yesterday afternoon. Hello, Doc. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey there, Christopher. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, where'd she go? We look? Doc? Did we lose Doc? I think we lost Doc. I think we lost the connection. I don't know what happened there. Let's get to Lap in D.C. next up. What up, Lap? Are we having a phone issue? I don't know if we're having a phone issue or not. I'm going to put Lap back on hold, and we'll try and figure it out during the top of the hour. I did want to pass along this. I mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs already ruling out Pro Bowl guard, All-Pro guard, Trey Smith. Not really a surprise. He's been banged up. Noah Gray, that's a kind of a significant loss for them. And cornerback Chris Roland Wallace, Isaiah Pacheco, no injury status. He is back for the Chiefs. So him and Kareem Hunt. The Cowboys are going to be without offensive tackle Tyler Guyton. He's out with a high ankle sprain. Remember, the Cowboys are playing their third game in 10 full clock days. Third game in 10 full clock days. By tomorrow's conclusion, right around 7:30 Eastern time, 7:45 Eastern time. Third full game in 10 clock days. We're going to have to hold on to Doc just because then we'll blow the clock. Sorry, Doc. I don't know what happened to the phones. We'll get Doc right up after 2 o'clock on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.